When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
The thing. So now I'm gonna always know what time it is in Vegas. But that's always a thing with me. That's always been a thing with me. And I noticed that like years ago, like I stress out over the small shit, but like really big shit, I guess I'd be so upset that there's no reaction. I don't know what that is, but I've always been like that.
That's because you've learned to compartmentalize the big shit. So like the big shit, you've like learned how to foul it away in a way that's just like, I know this is going on, but I'm going to push it to the side. But like the small shit be the shit that don't even be real, because you know you're a hypochondriac. So that's the first thing I think about. Like the small shit that don't even be going on, you be like, oh! And I'd be like...
Speaking of hypochondriac, I really feel like the monkeypox diagnosis is headed my way at some point.
I feel like you shouldn't
There's
be
no way anyone. I'm not going to get it.
Don't be around anyone at all. Hide. Hide your chickens, hide your cows,
I mean,
hide yourself.
I have to go to work. I have to go to work.
Oh, well. I mean, work. Beyonce said release your job, so you don't have to go to any job anymore. She has made it clear.
That bitch cosplaying as a broke person. She ain't got to worry about quitting her job.
She's like a professional at it. She cosplayed as a single woman, had everybody raising their hands in the air, swiping side to side. She cosplayed.
No, you're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, she's professional at it. So I don't expect anything less than her to tell my broke ass to go be broker while she's sitting on her millions from me spending money to help her be richer. So I don't get it.
Well, we didn't even talk about our favorite songs from Renaissance. Do you have any favorites? What's your top three?
Right now,
or do you like the album? Because you know, if you're new here, he hates Beyonce.
Here we go. Now I gotta get attacked and dragged. You're setting me up to get attacked by the Beehive. Don't like it. I feel uncomfortable.
He doesn't hate Beyonce. He just doesn't listen to her album.
So like this is the first Beyonce album that I actually like entirely enjoyed, like from start to finish. Like I'm not a Beyonce album guy. I'm kind of always just like meh. This is the first Beyonce album I got into from start, and I was like, oh, I'm here now. I'm officially growing my B stripes, and my wings are starting to flutter, and I get it.
You got your yellow jacket on?
Yeah, I got my yellow jacket on, and I'm ready to shake a tail feather, baby. Because, like, the album is, like, ultimately, I like albums that flow well together. But that's why sometimes when I tell people I probably went anti, I guess my problem with anti is always, like, I wish he had, like, interludes or like transitions or like something like in between the songs or something like that to tie the story together. And so like with Beyonce, mm-hmm. I listened to it the first time. I listened to it, accidentally listened to it on shuffle. The second time I actually played it in order, and when I played in order I was like, oh, you sold me, bitch. Like I'm like literally planning on coming to Houston for the tour. Like I'm ready for everything. So but my favorite three is Alien Superstar, America Has a Problem, and sometimes Heated, sometimes Thick.
Heated is growing on me.
Yeah.
I didn't dislike Heated, obviously, but like it's creeping up towards top five. My top three is Alien Superstar.
Bop.
Plastic Off the Sofa. Bop. Number three is split between Cuff It and Virgo's Groove. I don't know which one is more important to me, but I just love Virgo's Groove. It's such a groovy fucking song. Literally a perfect title for it.
Yeah, well, and allegedly the rumor is that the second album comes out in next week. The Renaissance Part 2 comes out next week, allegedly. So I'm very curious about what that is about. We'll see if it happens, because apparently, you know, Beyonce doesn't do anything on accident. Nothing is done on accident. And I guess, like, allegedly on her website, she had uploaded, like, the date for Renaissance 2, and it had the title, and people screenshotted it or something. But you know how that fake shit can be. Like, you use people screenshotting shit and shipping it around, and it don't be real. But my trusted news site said it was real, so I'll see next week. But you know how that shit go.
I saw that. I didn't really put no stock into it, but, you know, the last time they was leaking shit, they was right. They just didn't have the date right.
Exactly.
So... Who knows? It's a chance.
But anyway, it's a chance. Oh,
welcome to the show, y'all. My name is Super Freaky Girl,
and I'm the Pink Pussy.
If you're listening to this right now, I want you to go stream Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj on all platforms.
Coming soon.
JK, I'm Blackberry,
and I'm Kim Lush. Welcome to the show. We're back, you guys. You missed us?
Yeah, we are actually recording an episode. We're actually going to put it out. You know, I don't know. We have just been stricken with technical difficulties.
Because we're not good at threesomes.
No, it's really terrible.
I like that.
I think that could have worked, but it was my fault. My computer. But whatever. We don't have to get into that. Yeah, but we are going to... No, literally, it's my computer's fault.
We're just not going to blame anybody. It happens. But we had a great show last week. We had the official Ken on, and he talked about his album. He went through and he broke down each song. Like, so every song, he gave the meaning and the story behind it. We asked some personal questions, like swallow or spit, eating or not eating. I forgot what else. It was a really in-depth interview, though. It was literally like an hour and a half, actually, so... Yeah. Enjoy it in your dreams.
And speaking of Nicki, I just want to go ahead and get this out the way to you bitches. I'm sick of y'all. I'm so sick of y'all. To you girls who don't believe that Nicki deserves that Vanguard Award, I want you to choke on the most gigantic wad of spit you could muster up in your mouth. And I want you to have a DNR already signed, meaning do not resuscitate. So when you choke out and you like need emergency help, I want that to be signed to say don't bring you back to life because you need to shut the fuck up.
What's going on with her and Glorilla? Like, I read something online. I don't know what it was, but I just read something. Somebody was like, it might have been you.
It was probably me. There's nothing going on with her and Glorilla. Glorilla actually gave her a shout out on stage the other day, and she played like... She had her DJ play Moment for Life. So I don't think there's nothing going on with Glorilla. But what Glorilla did do was repost a fan edit that said Queen of Rap. And it had Nicki's face on it. And then it went away and said Glorilla. So, you know, that was weird.
Period.
I think this is why Nicki don't be fucking with the girls. Because they be so wishy-washy. She don't know where she land with them. Like, they either like her... Or they hate her, or they like in between, and it's like, well, bitch, pick a side. You don't have to be anti everybody else to like Nicki, but don't be fucking weird about it.
I think what it comes down to now is the fact of like Nicki's not like the new kid on the playground anymore, and she's like the college kid that came back to the school to visit. And so now you have all these new kids on the playground, and they're like, girl, what's going on? Like, we know who you are. We know the legend of you at the school, but really don't give a fuck. And I feel like that's how we come out sometimes. But, like, I feel like, I don't feel like Nicki needs to repair her relationship with, like, people at all because it's, like, fucking Nicki Minaj. But I feel like it comes to a point where it's just kind of like, girl, like, I always wonder, like, does she care that these people are, like, saying all this stuff like she doesn't believe in other women and she only works with women who aren't in her same lane? And like, I always wonder that, like, does she give a fuck?
I really don't think she do. I think she just do whatever she want to do either. And then everybody just come up with their own theories. But
I feel like the New Yorker her would not allow her to give a real fuck. Like, I feel like she'd be like, eh, okay, but then like go out and try to do something in spite of.
Yeah. Well, I just had to get that off my chest because we finna do it right now, bitch, because I saw you lighting up.
I know. That's what it made me think about it.
Light up our blunts. This is our weekly ritual, you guys. We're going to... What are we lighting to? This is like a toast, but with a blunt. We need to come up with a name for that, like a toast. What do they call that? like a roast. I don't know.
A bitter do is a goodbye.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. But anyway, we light it up now.
So if you guys get your lighters, if you haven't rolled up already, make sure you have rolled up. If not, pause it and come back to this very moment and finish doing the salute with us.
If you at work, take an imaginary hit. We're going to take one for you because I hate that for you.
Yeah, I hate it for you too, child. I just got off and I'm not even thinking about it no more. Okay, so this week we're lighting this blunt, wood, paper, bong, anything in between that you may have, to honesty with yourself. It's important that you have a type of enlightenment within yourself that cannot be shook, shaded, or moved by anybody else. So we're going to light this blunt. We're going to inhale that thought, and we're going to inhale that independence from needing anybody else. Okay, let's do it.
I got a torch, so it's going to sound different, but I want to see if y'all can hear this. Can you hear that?
Yeah, that's intense as fuck. Yeah, that always hit the spot.
Woo! Which I made a homemade bong the other day.
With an apple or a water bottle?
A water bottle. It's the fact that you know. So you've been a crackhead, huh?
Been there. True to it now. How did it turn out?
It made me remember that I don't like bongs. It's too strong. I had my throat hurting all day.
Hell yeah. Have your throat closed the fuck up. I only hit my bong when I need to take a shit in the morning. And I'm just like, oh, let me get the system flowing. So I'll smoke from my bong then. Or if I'm feeling completely lazy and don't feel like going to get a wood, I'll be like, I think I'll just hit it from this. But then I always regret it because, like, immediately after hitting it, like you said, I'll be like, my head be hurting, the room be spinning, I'll be ready to fucking call it one.
Yeah, I only did it because I didn't have no, well, I had a little bit of weed, but it wasn't enough to make a blunt, and I didn't even have no, blunts. So I was like, well, I'm sure I can use a bong. I'm sure they do this. So I did it. It worked. It got me a little buzz, but, you know, it wasn't like a real hit from a real bong, but it was still painful for me.
Yeah, I have to be in a mood for a bong because, in general, it's just like, it's such a hassle. You got to clean the shit, dump the water. It's just too much going on. And then I'd be feeling like, okay, I'm over it. But then I'd be like, that hit be so good afterwards. Like, it take like one or two hits from a bong and you're like, you're good to go.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Now, speaking of good to go, because I'm glad you said that, because I was just on Twitter and somebody posed the question. I'm not going to say who it was because they was already getting dragged. So I don't want y'all dogpiling. But he asked, like, what is the purpose of having sex with a condom on, and then taking it off to nut on the person? Like, what is the purpose of that? That's what he was asking. But everybody was responding. Like, I responded and I said, well, I mean, the nut coming in contact with unbroken skin is not
gonna. Yeah, exactly.
But, and then I learned from the comments because, you know, that's not necessarily true. Like, you can catch, like, herpes and stuff from, like, just from the nut touching your skin, but which is terrifying, right? But
everything's scary in the world.
But what he was really asking was, what's the point of doing that? Not like the science behind it, but like, what is the actual purpose of using a condom just to take it off? And my whole thing was,
first of all, you know, we here at the Boys Next Door have a strong raw is law rule. If it's not raw, we don't want it in our butts. I'm trying to think of something that rhymes.
I do not necessarily agree with the statement that was just made.
Bitch, we have it on Candid Podcasting of you saying this.
Yeah, but I was talking you did shit. I don't believe
you did you did two PSAs about this. Two.
I literally don't remember. I kind of remember what he was talking about.
I hate it here. I hate it here. Have a delusional host, like just like here, just making up lies.
No, but
not wanting to support you.
I don't think that raw is law, but I prefer raw. That's all.
Yeah, it's a caveat.
You know, raw as law would mean that it is a requirement that you have to fuck without a condom. Man, it's not a requirement for me, but I would prefer to not have to use one. It's just more fun. Life is more fun when you're living on the edge, like, oh, I could totally catch gonorrhea right now.
I smell it. I feel like with me, like, I enjoy raw because I like the feeling of, I like the plaque. Like, I don't even like sucking dick with a condom on. I like it gets stuck. Like, it's too clingy in my throat. I feel
like, and that's for whores. Like,
it's taking away for sucking dick with a condom on is for whores. But like, I feel like it's just too much. Like, it's in the way. Like I want to feel the nut in me. I want to feel the squishiness from you pushing it in. I like that's what I clamor for. Like, if I wanted a piece of plastic up my butt, I'll just stick a toy up there and call
it. Now, I'm going to be honest. Depending on the condom, like, as a bottom, I don't even feel the difference of the condom in the skin. Like, because I'm not thinking about that. I'm thinking about this shit is pushing up my lower intestines. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking about. I'm not really thinking about, bitch,
what I'm not here for it.
What kind of faces
you making? I'm not here. Like, I just think about, like, sucking dick with condoms on and, like, oh, like the taste. I don't like none of that.
That's fucking ridiculous. I feel like if you're going to be a bitch, if you want to suck that dick, be grown about it. Take the risk.
Yeah.
Suck that dick.
I always feel like, exactly. I always feel like when I'm about to do something with a guy, I'm always like, what would Suki Hana do? What would that freak bitch do?
What would her corny ass do?
Here we go. I love her.
She has really nice nipples. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, her titties are not. Her ass, her 15th body reincarnation has been amazing. Like, this new body is hidden for me. Like the nipples look good. I'm like, that's a nice set of titties.
I love titties, but I love women's titties specifically. I would literally just suck on her titties all day. She has really nice titties.
I know I'm gay as fuck
because you just gagged like you was
eating. My when I say my like all I felt was my eyes go cross even the thought of I enjoy the female's body because I feel like it's like a beautiful thing, but it's when cunt. I look at it like yeah it's real cunt. So like when I think about it like sexually like. I get so fucking grossed out. That's how I know I'm a raging 900th level faggot. Because, like, the thought of, like, even, like, when girls talk about getting their toes sucked and stuff, I'm just like, bitch, you need to seek God. Like I be getting freaked out. Like I don't know if it's because, like, I grew up, like really close to my mom. So I always think about, like, oh, like, don't think about my mom this way. Like, don't, like, ew. And so I automatically go to that, like, mindset when it comes to, like, most women. I'm just like, I respect you so much that I don't see you that way. Unless you're, like, a bona fide, like, bombshell. Then I'm like, you're a bad bitch. I want to see how the rest of your body looks without clothes. Other than that, like, a normal woman who I'm just like, oh, please, just put on your cloak.
Well, he's being womanphobic right now, so that's great. I just came up with a new term to cancel you with. I'm trying to get you out of here. I don't know if you noticed that or not. I'm trying to get you canceled.
I just got canceled.
I know I'm evolving, like, sexually because, like, even, like, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. How old am I now? Even, like, I would say, like, 3-4 years ago. I couldn't imagine touching a woman outside of like shaking her hand, but now I've masturbated to like solo women porn. I'm still working my way up to the lesbians because I just don't understand the rubbing vaginas part, but when it comes to bottoms, like, I know how that works, so I can kind of get it. I used to be anti women's feet. But certain women, like Coyle Ray needs her toes sucked, and she needs them sucked by me. Like, certain women, like, you know, they bring out that side of me.
When I say my stomach is turning.
You are, like, getting lightheaded.
Yeah, I real life am. Because, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, I don't think about girls sexually. Like,
I mean, that's fine. That's totally fine.
Oh, no, I know it is because I'm a faggot. But I'm just saying, like, I don't think about, like I don't, like, I, oh, I'm just flabbergasted. I don't think about women that way ever. Like, even, like, some of my girlfriends, when they're, like, showing me their pussy or whatever, I'm like, oh, my God, that is such a nice pussy. But I'm saying in a way, like, you know, like, if you see, like,
a nice puppy pair in of shoes. The window.
Yeah, a nice pair of shoes, a nice pair of loafers. I'm just like, oh, I would wear those loafers, but they're not for me. Like, I wouldn't wear those, but someone else would. That's someone else's loafer. And that's how I feel about women in general. Like, I appreciate the loafer. I would take the loafer home and let it roam amongst my other shoes and other friends. But I probably wouldn't, like use it. Like, I wouldn't use it.
I think it's part of my responsibility as an Aquarius to be as open-minded about everything. Because I just feel like I'm being, like, facetious about the Aquarius part. But I just feel like I just don't ever want to be boxed into anything. Like, I don't want to say try everything. Like people are experiments. But, like,
mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm on the spectrum of everything. Like, I just want to experience everything. I didn't even realize that my attraction to women had gotten, you know, as I mean, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much I like niggas, 10. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much I like cis women, it's a strong 5.3.
That's so amazing, because, like, and it keeps going up. Can you imagine, like, in a year or so, if you have a girlfriend and she's, like, pregnant and you're, like, living your life?
Not in a year.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine, though? Maybe that's why you're so, like, anti-guys. You're just, like, maybe you're meant to be with a girl. Like, maybe you're meant to be with a woman.
I fantasize about, like, having a girlfriend and stuff.
Really? I feel like you should, like, explore that. Like, how would you go about
But see, that's the thing. I'm sure I've said it on here before, but I would have to date a queer woman, because straight girls, they don't want no faggot touching up on them. They want to go shopping with a faggot.
I have friends that, like have talked about, like, that they would peg a guy and stuff like that, and they're like,
it's not even just the pegging thing, because I mean, of course I would get pegged by a girl, but, like, I want to have sex with a girl, like, the old-fashioned Adam and Eve way, the way God intended man and woman. But I'm also very attracted to, like...
This is a lot of conversation for me.
But I'm also attracted to trans women and trans men.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably where a lot of that comes from, too. Now, on a scale of 1 totally. To 10 of trans women, like, it's like an 8, 9, you know?
Right.
But see, trans men is, like, you know, a 10. Yeah,
so. Really? I'm just so
interested. It's so perplexing to me even sometimes. I'm like, okay, bitch, you went to some,
like,
shit.
I'm like so intrigued, because it's like, okay, so what's, like, actually stopping you from, like, pursuing these other interests of, like, dating?
Bitch, I don't even date men. You just made me to go date a woman.
But I mean, you never, like, I feel like, do you, like, have you dated a woman before or anything?
Like, yeah, when I was in, like, when I was a kid.
Okay, so, like,
I was fully attracted to girls up until I was probably, like, 13. And then it just, for some, just, like, shut off. And I think
is this, like, your coming out story?
I think so. I think I'm coming out again.
I love it. I love this exploration that we do. We go full circle here. We love it. We talk about pussy.
And I have a couple followers who are also bisexual or, like, uh-huh. bi-curious. And usually when mm-hmm. you think of bi-curious, you think of a straight man that's curious about gay shit. But they right. are gay men interested in women. It's like, I feel seen.
And how do you, like, discover? How do you discover this?
Because I be in niggas' close friends and they be talking shit. I'm in a lot of people's friends. They trust me with their secrets. And I am totally trustworthy.
I feel really honored. We're going to get back to you being straight in a second. Well, bisexual in a second. But I feel really honored every time, like, I check my Instagram and, like, suddenly there's, like, a new green circle. I'm like, oh my God, you want me to see your butthole? Like it's always like a surprise.
Like, you're not getting added in mine because I don't know you like that. But you trust me. Right. So, hey, I'm here. For the ride.
I'm here for the show.
You're still not. And
so, like, So, like, when it comes to you being bisexual,
you are having such a hard time with this.
True life, my best friend can't handle that I'm bisexual.
First of all, I consider myself to be pansexual. Right. But I think we are sexual beings.
Very true.
We need companionship from other humans.
Right.
And so there are humans that exist. I don't know what I'm saying, but like, I just want to be companions with everybody. Not everybody, but
I also feel like it can lean into the fact of, I feel like Aquarius are just so curious about the world. Like, yeah. like every Aquarius that I know, like, that I can think of off the top of my head are just like, I'm not about to settle for anything that I can possibly receive in life. I'm about to try to just accept and do it all. And you're like, sometimes you're like, I admire that in you. And then the other times you're like, why? Like, what's stopping you from committing to one idea? Like, what is the fear with commitment that Aquarius seem to have? And so, like,
well,
like,
I didn't know this was going to turn into fix my life, but
like, that makes sense though.
Well, I don't know if all Aquarius have a fear of commitment, because I have Aquarius friends who are like the total opposite of me. Somebody else said this recently, like, they've never met an Aquarius that was exactly the same as another Aquarius. So that might be it too. Like, we not even really all alike. And yeah. Nobody is, but like, for the most part, you can generalize signs. But like, Aquarius, like, you be meeting Aquarius that just be like all over the place, and you would think like they don't even. But yeah, I don't. For me, commitment is just like, at this particular point in my life, it's a why. Like, why would I do that?
Right. I don't know.
Like, what am I getting out of that?
I, like, lately I've been having like the idea of like, am I really ready to be committed to one person again? Like, is the commitment really worth it in the end? And like, I've been like troubling with that idea, because one of my friends, she just got into a relationship, and she's just like so bubbly and so happy, and it's like she wants to talk about my man all day. And I'm like, I totally get it, and I totally love it. And I'm also on the other side, is like that feeling of like those butterflies and like you're missing someone, and you're like all that shit combined. I'm just like, I love that too. But I also like the idea of not having to deal with anybody else's bullshit.
Yes.
Like, anybody else's problems. So it's like you can't get both unless you're like long distance relationship and you're like open and all that shit. Then you can get whatever you want. But like, in a, like, I guess I don't like say like a normal, I don't know, whatever. In that type of basic right. relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
I just my thing is like, I don't need any extra stress. Well, it's a couple of things. I feel like what I'm about to say, I just literally unpacked as I was about to say it. I feel like I'm not ready to be in a relationship because I'm not personally where I want to be. But I felt like that my entire life. So maybe, right. I guess at that rate, I will never be ready. But and also, like,
oh, I love that.
To be like unnecessarily stressed out, like I would rather not deal with it.
Right. I feel like life is already so stressful in general. It's just like, do you really want to add like one more little thing on there? Because you never know where.
Peanut butter, $7. Milk, $7. Bread, $4. Fucking applesauce, $2.50. It used to be $1.98. What is going on? Do you think I need a man on top of having to pay for all these goddamn groceries? Now, granted, I got food stamps, but I, you know, the regular
lucky
person.
You.
I know I got lucky, right?
Fuck off.
Girl, you better apply. I didn't even know. If I was living in Illinois, I would not have been eligible, but I don't know. I guess I'm eligible out here, so I'm glad I tried.
You know, it's some caveats to that, so. Anyway.
Caught it. I caught it. Y'all don't know what's going on. Y'all ain't got it up. But yeah.
But I always love the idea of love and relationships. And I always like the idea of people finding their true love. And it's just like, oh, it's just like, you know, like I'm always interested in like the story and the details. Like imagine your story is like, I was a faggot for like all my life. And then I met her and she turned me out. And it's just like, what? That's amazing. Because if people ever look you up, they're going to be able to see all this stuff. And they're going to be like, or if they ever listen to the podcast, like they're like, they scroll back, it's going to be like, woo. So it's like, oh, that story is like a fairy tale. Because like, there's someone out there for everyone. It's just like, you never know how you encounter them. You never know what state you meet them in, and you separate and you come back and it just makes sense. And I like that idea of all that. And so it's like, I commend people who aren't quick to settle down with any idea or thought or pattern about anything, because my main thought process, and I think this is just from my like nurturing, is like relationship. I mean, like, single, relationship, love, you move on. And because that's like what the pattern was for the longest. Like, and I never really learned anything else other than like, you get somebody to commit to you, you commit to them, and then you go off into the sunset. And so now I'm like trying to break my mind from wanting commitments from everyone and like trying to train it to be like more accepting of what a situation could be instead of what I want it to be. It's complicated. It's a lot.
I'm learning to be more like I said before, I'm not like anti-relationship, but I'm learning to be more less rigid, not more anything, but less rigid, because right. I used to, for me, a relationship had to be a certain thing, but now right. I realize it doesn't have to be anything except for what you and the other person make it. Like, it doesn't have to follow all these rules that you made up in your head. Oh, this is how it, you know, I just feel like in general, a relationship should be somewhere where you could come home to. I feel like that about family and friends. Like, when I think about relationship, I want to feel what I feel with my friends and family, what I feel with my man. Like, I'm at home, I'm cool, I don't want no stress, I don't want to worry about you DMing me on Snapchat and turning on vantage mode and DMing other niggas and talking crazy to them, and then act like you so in love in your relationship, but you DMing Blackberry, sending him your penis and shit, but you in a relationship, and I know y'all not in an open relationship, so you need to get your life together, sir.
Whoever that was intended for, I hope it caught you, bitch. I hope it caught you real good.
It's a couple,
I also think that's part of the commitment of being with someone. Like, you have to take the good and the bad. And I feel like a lot of times people don't want to take the bad. Yeah, that's real bad. But it's like, there's so much that, oh my God.
I was trying to slurp this Capri Sun so discreetly.
Bitch, slurping. If y'all ever wonder what it sounded like, that was it. Clip it, save it. Use it later. That was it. That's what it sounded like. But like, I feel like there's so much that comes with a person. Like, someone else's baggage may look different than yours, but it's still baggage to someone at the end of the day. So I'm always like, who am I to tell you that your baggage is worse than mine when you're putting up with my baggage, or vice versa? So it's just,
that's true.
Know.
No, that's very true.
Like, yeah. So it's like. Everybody looks at shit differently, but I feel like at the end of the day, like you said, like, y'all should have a foundation where nothing else matters outside of what y'all want to matter. And I feel like that's the issue a lot of gay relationships, I can only go off gay relationships, that's the issue a lot of gay relationships have, where it's just kind of like, we're so focused on what everyone else thinks about what we have going on. And so it's like, it's super easy, like, that's why I feel like in my last relationship, we kind of built this like island off into the middle of nowhere, where it was just like, we didn't have opinions and we didn't have thoughts and we didn't have any of that type of shit. And I like after that ended, I said I would never do that again. Like it was times like I didn't talk to my friends for months. Like, I was just talking to my ex all the time. Like, it was just him, me and him. And so it's like, once my mom, like when it ended, my mom was like, there was times I wanted to talk to you, but I felt like you didn't want to talk to me. And I was just like, fuck. Like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And so it's like, hindsight's 2020, of course. But it's like, looking back at it now, I feel like I want to invest in someone, but I don't want our worlds to be so...
intertwined.
Close. Yeah, intertwined.
And I mean, so it's kind of like... it has to be some level of intertwinement. I just made that up, but...
Totally.
You don't want to be... what's the word? You don't want to be enveloped in nobody.
Codependent? Else. Codependent?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to be codependent on a guy ever again. So it's kind of like... I'm like in my head, I'm fighting that because it's like, okay, so if I get in a relationship with you, now I kind of have to start like, oh, and I always think back on a relationship and I'm just like, I basically became the image of what I felt he wanted me to be, and it still wasn't good enough. And so now whenever I'm like talking to a guy or whenever I'm dealing with a guy, it's like, am I being my authentic self at the end of the day through this whole conversation? Am I saying my real thoughts on what I actually feel? Am I like trying to like hide and pretend who I really am just to make sure that I'm pleasing you? And it's kind of like, I don't like it. Every time I start getting into that habit with a guy, like I have to remind myself, you don't have to be perfect for them. Just be yourself for them. Yeah. And so we always want to be this perfect person. And sometimes the perfect person is the fucking wreck of a person that we are. It's just, it takes the right person to see that wreck and see the fucking beauty in it. Like we all have like so much that we offer and so much that we want to give, but we only want people to see the positive reviews of who we are. We have to let people see the bad reviews too. So that when the bad shit start happening, they're not taken off guard. Like, what the fuck is going on? Because you know family bullshit.
You know what this sounds like? Bad Romance by Lady Gaga.
Oh, awesome. It is.
She says, 100%. I want your ugly. I want your disease. I want your everything as long as it's free. I want your love.
I want your love.
I want everything bad about you. All that shit that you think is not cute or, you know. And this is kind of off topic, but it's on topic. Like, we was talking about, like, how big niggas, like, be wearing shirts in the bed. Like, take that fucking shirt off. I know you big, nigga. That, why do you think I'm laying here? Take the fucking shirt off. Like that type of shit. I want everything that you don't even think you is good about yourself, because honestly that's gonna make me feel more comfortable to open up myself, and I can show you all my ugly stuff, like how I'm sitting here with my hair all fucked up and you know my belly out and my titties sagging. Right. Like I want to be comfortable doing that.
But I feel like it's so hard to meet people who nowadays let you lower your guard enough to feel vulnerable.
Yeah.
Like they're like people don't give you that opportunity or that space or time. Like I'm really big on trying. So if you try with me, I can definitely work with you. But the minute I see you're not trying is the minute I feel like you're disrespecting my time. And I don't want my time disrespected. I wouldn't disrespect your time. So I feel like, yeah, you just, like, yeah, I don't know. I just.
At the end of the day, what we really want
I just always think about Nicki's fucking interview, like her crown. Like, y'all know I post it on Instagram all the fucking time, her crown interview, when she's like, I don't want to take anything from you. I don't want to take. I just want to lift you. I want to uplift you. I want to give you everything that you don't have and everything that you need and everything that you desire. But I can't be the only one giving, because if I'm the only one giving, then it's like, I don't know. Like, that's it. And people don't want to try. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to step on my soapbox because I can go on.
Listen, speaking of people who can go on, it's time to do some good old-fashioned slut shaming. Maybe we should make it a segment. I know this just took a left turn, but listen.
The slut of the week.
Put your seatbelt on. We're taking a road down monkeypox lane. I want you people who are taking 147 loads in one day and catching monkeypox and spreading it to more people. I want you to have some shame. This is coming from your Uncle Blackberry. I'm shaming you. You're a whore, and you need to fucking relax until we get this goddamn virus under control, and to you bitches who already got the monkeypox, stop showing us pictures and videos of it. We don't fucking need to see it no more. We saw the lumpy shit the first fucking time, but the shit first debuted number one on the Hot 100. We don't want to see that fucking shit no more.
That had major Andrew Caldwell energy. I really appreciate it.
And stop calling me sis.
Me sis. Bitch, that disease is so fucking stupid. But no, seriously. Like, we talked about this on a podcast before. And y'all tried to get in our asses on that 75 Lows episode. And then we had to come back on the next episode and try to clear some shit up. But this is what the fuck we be talking about. This is what we was talking about. Are you being cautious with yourself? We don't care that you're getting fucked by 15 football teams. Good for you, bitch.
Why was I thinking about a football team metaphor too?
like, cause that's perfect. But like, honestly, it's just like, we don't care about that shit. It's like, you are getting in contact with so many people who regardless of whatever situation they're in, that ain't my business to judge. If you have a wife, husband, two cousins and a dog at your house, that ain't my business. But what I'm saying is, you're putting those people's people in danger. Like, there's no reason you should have monkeypox and be out at the gym. Like, or like even 2 or 3 days later, stay your ass in the house. That's the issue now.
For context, we are talking about one specific person, the person who we did the 75 Lows episode on. This guy, you know, he does his things, his cum dump national countrywide tour. Bitch, Tour de France.
The name of this episode. I can't.
Cum dump tour. That's what it is.
Yes.
And
this podcast is a joke.
We're never going to get picked up. Listen.
Angela Yee.
All of that is Angela fine. Yee. But at the end of the day, I feel like as a human race, and I feel like this is why so much shit goes on the way it goes on, why people get killed, why people drink and drive, why people, you know, do all types of crazy stuff, is because we feel like we don't have any social responsibility. We feel like we're only responsible for ourselves. But if we actually took the time out to think about how our actions are affecting other people, we would do things a lot differently. If you know that there's a disease that is predominantly affecting gay people right now, why are you still on your cum dump tour? And then you catch monkeypox and then you go to the gym after you've allegedly cleared up, but you took a picture and we can still see the bumps on your body. Like, I'm confused about the level of apathy that you have to like be doing stuff like that. Those are signs of a sociopath. Why don't you care about yourself is not my business, but why don't you care about the fact that you are spreading the monkey to other people at the fucking gym? Take your ass home. And then you bitches that get the vaccine and want to pop out. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I did go somewhere. But
sick.
But I was in the corner by myself. I was in the corner by myself with my Fickle. Friend. I didn't. But I'm talking about you bitches that want to get the vaccine and go to market days. That's irresponsible. The vaccine hasn't even set in your body yet. God damn it. I just saw a story on Twitter. These white gays, they got the vaccine and then they caught it after they got the vaccine. It's because you went right outside. You didn't even get your chance. I'm bitch, sorry.
The needle wasn't even out your arm before you were sucking a dick, bitch.
I'm flustered because I just feel like we're going to have to start back slut shaming.
Yeah. I say bring back good old fashioned slut shaming. Yeah. I say bring it back. Bring it back. Like, ever since we stopped slut-shaming, we've seen a rise of this shit. People being careless. People out taking 90 dicks at once.
We need to get back to burning you bitches at the stake, because it's getting
because now Amber Rosen told y'all it's okay to do this shit. No.
And truly, it is okay to be a quote-unquote hoe, whatever the fuck that even means, or to be like...
What the fuck is even a hoe?
What's the word I'm looking for?
Why can't I fuck who the fuck I want to fuck without it being considered anything except for human nature?
Sexual liberation is one thing, But irresponsibility is a fine line between being sexually free and being irresponsible. Being irresponsible is knowing that you're out here having sex and you're sexually liberated or whatever, but you're not even having the decency for yourself to go get tested. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that is mind-boggling to me. I know I told the story on the podcast before. I have two guys who I was, you know, I could potentially have done something with. I asked people for their results. Ain't heard from these niggas since.
Shady. I feel like
I don't want to fuck y'all nowhere because y'all not taking care of y'allself. That's the irresponsibility portion of it.
And I feel like as an adult, like, if you're going to have sex at any time, that should be the main thing that you're looking out for. People don't, like, if you can't look out for me, you don't need none of my body. If you can't look out for yourself, you don't even need to be giving out your body. And so it just, like, come on. Like I don't want 3 years of monkeypox shutdown. Like, I can't. Like, I can't handle it.
Yeah, COVID was one thing. Everybody was dying. Okay, but I can't have everybody walking around looking like,
oh,
no,
fucking The Walking Dead.
No, like, and I have that trypophobia. Yeah, I'm scared of all that little shit. I don't want to see it.
Oh yeah,
that's why, like, I didn't like that season of American Horror Story. It was playing with me. I can't.
I'm not freaked out by anything. I'm really just like, I can see. Only thing that actually freaks me out, I think, other than like women, as y'all heard earlier, is maybe throw up. I can throw up and be totally fine. Other people's throw up kind of freaks me out because I automatically go into like fish mode. So I only breathe out my mouth. So no nose action, anything like that. Because I remember in like grammar school, like, kids would throw up all fucking day. And it was just, they would bring out that fucking sawdust and they'll have to put that sawdust down, child. And then, I'll never forget one girl threw up and it looked like kibbles and bits. And I was just like, what did y'all feel? Like, my stomach is turning thinking about it. Like, it was just like, I hate it. Like, the thought.
You know,
like,
some people have a vomit fetish. You know, they like that stuff.
Okay. So, I
that's why it's on my hard no list.
So, I don't mind if, like, a guy tries to make me throw up on his dick. It's not my goal. I'm not a proponent for it. I actually go as far as, like, before I even go suck dick, I make myself throw up. Like, I empty out. All my throat, like, I can't, like, I have to make myself throw up so I feel like I'm better. And so, like, because I like the deep throat, and then so, like, I'd rather just throw it up before I go suck and then go and blow up on my day.
See, me, I'm a gagger. As soon as I put the tip in, I'm like,
grow up, bitch. Your kitty mouth.
That's
ass
why
bitch,
I don't
up.
Like sucking dick, it's too much.
Work. Oh my,
but once it gets there, like, once, like, if. Once I start gagging and I'm like my eyes and nose start running, then I start feeling like a slut. That's when I start getting
love
into it.
That's when their power is activated.
Yeah, I don't really.
You know
like
who
it,
I love? Zay Hilfiger's throat training videos.
Oh, like, he's such a slut. I love him.
He is such a slut. It's something about him. I'm just like I wouldn't let him fuck because all I hear about is STDs from him. But I would sit over in the corner and watch him like do his thing.
I retract my previous statements about slut shaming. Some sluts need to be celebrated, and Zay Hilfiger is one of them.
He's one.
He reminds me of like what I want to be. He fucks girls. He fucks guys. You know, he's
hot too. Like I feel like you two would be a great couple. Can you imagine you guys on a world tour fucking everything down? Oh, I like his shape of his dick. Oh, did you just imagine that? That's how you look up.
Yeah, no, I was definitely imagining getting fucked by his skinny, curved dick. That's the only thing, though. His dick is a little skinny.
Oh, it's like it has a fat head, too. And it's just like, oh, that's a lot of fucking dick.
It's like, very that's, long.
Yeah, but maybe because he's so little. He's just so cute. But like sometimes I be feeling bad watching him gag on those big ass dicks. I'm just like,
but no, I like it. I like watching him like not really suck dick that well. So that somehow that turns me on even more because I'm like,
oh, it turns me on too.
Trying so
like,
hard.
Sometimes if I'm like really in the mood, like if like I don't know, whatever. You know, I'll teach a trick. But anyway, so well,
speaking of monkeypox, like, I just discovered another pimple. So there it is.
Here we go. If I'm linking up with a guy, I'll like play with his dick a little to make it seem like I don't know what I'm doing. And then once he think I don't know what I'm doing, then I'll fucking like go crazy. Like sometimes like I'll just like I'll like you know this little like I that would have got me out of here. But you know like the little you know like the little, I'm gonna get it out. You know like the little like the Asian porn. Huh? You know like the Asian porn.
No, I didn't hear you.
You know, like, wish my eyes got so big.
Say it again.
You know, like the Asian porn, like you like the oh, okay. Like the girls they be having like the like with the big ebony cocks, and they're just like, I don't know if I can handle it all, and yeah. Then they're kissing it, and the guy's just like beating them up with it, and they're just like, oh, that's how sometimes I like to do it, and then I like turn on my savage when I'm just like, okay, that's enough, time to show you my tricks.
Do you like white porn?
Oh yeah, love it. I love every type okay. of porn. I'm really into same. Hispanic porn too. I love Hispanic porn lately. Like it's something about their dick. I find Hispanic dicks to be so pretty, but I also like how like the guys are like masculine, but they're kind of gorgeous, but they're kind of just like you like I don't know. It's something about the roundabout boys. I'm just like they're kind of hot.
Yeah,
the white guys. I like Connor. Like if he or that Tommy guy who does like the point of view videos.
Oh, I love him so much, and he has a beard now. I want to be like his like little stepbrother.
Right, hey stepbrother, you need help with your homework?
Yeah.
It's like
help me with number five, like, big bro.
can we try number 69? It's just like, oh, sign me up. It's just like, he's so fucking hot. And the way he be spitting, I love watching his spit drip from his lip. I be like, oh.
Well, we're the sluts that we need to be shaming. We need to be shaming ourselves. Oh, my God.
We are whores. Are we dick-loving faggots? Well, am I a dick-loving faggot? You're a dick-loving bicurious man?
I'm a dick loving, coochie loving, titty loving, booty loving, wow. Toe loving faggot.
Mm. Ooh. Have you sucked any toes lately?
Maybe a month ago with one of the guys that ghosted me because he wouldn't provide his results, I guess. But well, I sucked his
got,
toes.
At least you got a little toe sucking out the out he got the party.
Some pretty ass feet. I suck them again. I can't catch nothing but athlete's foot from the toes.
I'll risk it. Okay, bitch, you real risky yeah, out here, bitch.
I ain't gonna catch like... nothing but an itchy tongue, but it's worth it because he got some pretty feet.
Bitch, I'll put it at risk for it. I'll see what it's about. That's so crazy.
But they were so clean though. I like to suck a foot that smell like it's been working all day. Yeah.
Oh no! See, I like you always go.
You know
far.
I'm sick.
We know, bitch. You a sick bitch. We know. I like. Okay, so I like a foot that's like been in like a slide all day, but like not out and about. Like maybe in the house or just like something like that. Like that's hot. Like I love it. Boo. Like I know. Oh, I'm boring. Shut the fuck up.
Where's the sauce? Just, where's the flavor?
See, like, yeah, no, like, oh, but I did like recently hook up with like a guy after he was like working out or something, and it was the fucking hottest thing ever. Like he smelled like so. It was like it wasn't like I don't know. It was like musty, but like not like super musty. It was just like you could tell he's been like working. I was just like, oh, and like I like smell him on me the rest of the day, and I was just like, oh, I have to go take a shower, and I was just thinking about him, and his dick was so big. It was
I love like eating ass and like having a scent of the ass on my face.
Yes. Yeah, I love a good ass scent. I like the scent of everything on my face. Like when I'm like leaving, I want to smell my upper lip and just be like, oh yeah, that was a good time, and be like ready for some more. Like that'd be the moment for me. Like the other day I took a picture of like my face after, and I was like, oh, I look really hot. Like, I look really hot right now.
Oh, wait, you had nut on your face?
Yeah, all over.
Oh. See, you know. See, cognitive dissonance. We've been slut shaming, and we're the sluts.
I've been trying to, like, get more into facials.
It just I love like, a facial.
I love it in concept, but I don't love it in practice because I'm just like, I would really love to swallow that big load. Like that'd be my main thing.
You're a swallower.
But then I am. But then sometimes I'd be like, you know how hot all that nut would have been like all over my face? But then like sometimes like afterwards I'd be like, I like driving home with it on my face and like I'm one of those people. I'm just like, I like I love all that shit. Like
a true
like,
sick.
I get really sloppy, nasty head, and I always like, you have to spit in my like, I have like, you have I have requirements. And so it's just kind of like, I get all my boxes checked and I feel very satisfied at the end of the day. Like I have to get my things too. And so yeah, I'm a whore.
That's hot. I've never had like a situation where I would just drive home with it on my face. But sure, you know, I support you.
I bought another schoolgirl skirt too.
Okay, so you're school skirt.
I'm into it now. I'm really into it. It's black and white. It's really, really cute. Look.
I definitely want to purchase me a couple, make some videos in it, you know.
It's really hot. And Rihanna has these like, oh, these fucking like boy short thong thing, like underwear. I got me a pair. They're the most comfiest thing ever. Like all her shit is comfy. I have on her like her lounge shorts too right now. They're so comfy. Like it's so comfy. Like I'm totally obsessed. It's so comfy.
That
was my Rihanna plug for the week.
No, I was about to say I need to get that. I think it was you that was telling me to get some. I need something to just like wash my face with daily. I don't want all them products. I'm not trying to do a skincare routine. I just want like, what can I get to like wash my, because I literally just wash my face with a cold water and a rag.
Oh no, bitch. That's why your face be stripped of everything. I think it was me. I feel like you should get like CeraVe sensitive skin. It would be perfect for you. It's really, really light. You get it from like Walmart.
I don't have sensitive skin though, really.
Oh, you have rough ass skin?
Like, I don't have no skin issues, really. It's just like, lately I've just been getting pimples that look like monkeypox in my eyes.
Here we go. I'm gonna send you recommendations for like stuff. Like it's cheap too, cause I'm real big on like, now I do high and lows. Before I was always like, I have to have a designer product on my face. Now I'm just like, whatever at this point. Like my face broke out. I went out with a friend and my face, I've had a pimple in like a year. I go out this weekend and I was like totally nervous to go out with him too. And I went out with him and I had a pimple on my face and I was just so embarrassed. That's the
worst. You always get them when you gotta go somewhere, when you gonna take pictures or something. Always.
It's just so inconvenient. Always. It's so inconvenient. It's like, fuck. Like, you had one job. Like, and I like felt it coming too. So I started doing like preventive maintenance. And I'm just like, okay, we're gonna make sure. As the day got closer, it got bigger. And I was just like, fuck. I just gotta let it ride. But I wore a hat and the shadow casted over it, so.
Well, that's good. But before we get out of here, do you have a tip for the people? You gave us a good one at the beginning of the show.
Always be true to yourself. No matter the circumstances, no matter what. Like, stand your guard and stand what you believe in. If you're a slut,
you're a slut. I'm laughing because you just made that up. You had to pull that one out the clouds. You was not ready.
No, bitch, I forgot all about that part. I ain't got no fucking tips for y'all, bitch. Stay up.
Well, my tip is
big, black, and hard.
Bitch, I don't know. Do you, bitch? And stream and stream Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj and support her because she's getting a Video Vanguard Award no matter how much y'all say she don't deserve it.
Isn't that amazing? I think that's great. Good for her.
What you got to say, bitch?
Nothing. I think she's warranted of it. There's not many other options. Not many other people make good videos. I feel like after her, I feel like Cardi should definitely be getting the next one, if that's the case. Or like one of these white people. Did Taylor Swift get it?
Cardi getting the next one. Cardi has one album and like 10 videos.
But amazingly done videos. It's a Video Vanguard Award.
No, it's
video.
Not just about the videos. It's about impact on the culture, pop culture and success in music as well. You don't like any of Nicki's videos.
I said no. I literally said that I feel like she deserves it. I shared it and said she deserved it.
Yeah, but it was the backhanded where they might as well give it to Cardi next year. Oh, no, bitch, the fuck they want me to,
No, that's not how I was saying it. I said it how I said it, and how I said it was I feel like there's not many candidates for it left, like that are actually worth getting it.
If we want to be for real, it's a lot of people who got that award whose videos are not better than Nicki's. And I would name somebody in particular, but I ain't trying to get canceled like that. But
say it.
Nope.
Say it. I want to know who.
Nope.
What did your name begin with?
Nope.
Wow. Are you really gonna be a pussy right now?
Nope. Definitely. Wow, definitely. But you know what's funny? All of Lady Gaga's fans was talking shit, and that's fine. And I love Lady Gaga. You know that's my sister.
Lady Gaga hasn't had it.
No. And the thing is, what
that's an issue.
I do think that's an issue. But you know what the other thing is, Lady Gaga don't like Nicki, so I just like that Nicki got it before Gaga.
Oh, she doesn't?
No.
Why?
Who fucking knows? It's probably some racist shit behind it. I feel like Gaga has a lot of racist fans. I'm not even bullshitting you. Her fans are racist as fuck.
Some racist shit behind it. Where is this going?
I don't know, but I love Lady Gaga. But I've heard since back in the day when they was both like at their peak at the same time, like that she didn't
Gaga
like Nicki.
Felt like Nicki was biting her style or whatever.
I never heard that specifically, but I just always heard that she didn't like Nicki, like she would be doing. Like, I know people who worked around her and would say things like she's not that fond of Nicki. And Azealia Banks said it when she blasted Lady Gaga. And Azealia Banks do a lot of stuff, but she don't be lying a lot of the time. So I have no reason to not believe that she was not telling the truth about Lady Gaga talking shit about Nicki Minaj. So I'm just happy that my black sister got it before my white sister, but I hope my white sister gets it.
The list of
next.
People who actually have gotten a Vanguard Award is so fucking like weird.
Weird as fuck. They don't even have great videos. That's what I'm saying.
Like you know, Rihanna, Kanye, Beyonce, of course. Justin Timberlake's weird. Britney Spears deserved it. Pink, weird. Jennifer Lopez, I guess. Like,
they really just give the award to icons. They don't really go off video.
It's like an icon award. It's basically an icon award.
Yeah,
that was it. There's not many other people I would think about videos who I would actually like think about. Anyway.
Well, thank y'all for listening. We will be back next week. And we'll bring something new and fresh and fun.
And funky.
And musty. Yikes. Okay, bye.
Love it. Say my name, baby, I love you.